There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Once again, it is Thursday and we're going to jump into the head of a celebrity, find out their musical tastes and the memories that go with them. I think it's going to be very different to any that we've done before today.
I think it is, yeah. As we're talking to Dame Joan Collins, of course, who appeared at Dubai Opera a few months ago, and I was able to catch up with her when she was in the city. And she told me, before we actually get into the tracks of my travels, when she first left England and headed out into the big wide world.
It was very, very difficult, and it was very upsetting, and but I was a young actress and I had been under contract to a J Arthur Rank in England since I was 17, and after 3 years there, Daryl Zammit, the head of 20th Century Fox, had seen me in a movie and put me under contract for a vast amount of money in those days. And you know, how many young girls of 20 English girls get the opportunity to go to Hollywood, where the prospect of, you know, being in, you know, wonderful movies was dangled. And so off I went. And, it was difficult to leave my mother and my sister and my little brother. And I had a boyfriend. He promised to come out. But I became accustomed to the L.A. life quite soon. And when you're very young, you can adjust. And I quickly made a lot of friends, some of whom I still have. And I love L.A. I go back there a lot.
I wonder if that boyfriend regrets it.
I don't think he ever made it out to LA, probably. No. A young girl, 20 years of age, you know, not been out of England before, I don't think, and heading off to Los Angeles. It was quite daunting, really, wasn't it?
And didn't she do well?
She did do rather well, didn't she? And, that was her first journey then to Hollywood. She never stopped travelling after that, of course. And that brings us to our first choice of song on the Tracks of My Travels from Dame Joan Collins.
Come Fly With Me. Frank Sinatra, I was in Paris, I was 20, I just done a movie, and he had a new album out, and I thought it was great.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. All the angels cheer because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near. You might even hear a whole
whole gang of cheers just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day. You just say those words and we'll take our birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon. Oh, babe, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly.
Don't tell your mama.
No, don't tell your mama, whatever you do. Frank Sinatra, the first choice of Joan Collins on today's edition of The Tracks of My Travels. That was his first collaboration with a conductor called Billy May. And it was kind of designed as a musical trip around the world. The album reached number one on the Billboard album charts. And also, it was the inaugural Grammy Awards as well. Come Fly With Me was nominated for Album of the Year. So that's the first tune. It was written and actually released back in 1958.
1958, I remember it well. Wasn't that a hot summer?
the year I was born, actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That was Joan Collins' first choice. And I was just looking at DubaiOpera.com because we've got the Rat Pack coming, of course, 3rd and 4th of July.
Yeah.
If you like the music of Sinatra, then you'll definitely want to go along to that. 175 dirhams if you buy your tickets now. Who else is going to be in the Rat Pack?
They're going to feature Dean Martin and, of course, Sammy Davis Jr. as well.
Yeah.
So the three of them, you know, they were infamous around Las Vegas for being the guys around town, the boys about, and made some great music, though. And the shows are just legendary, live shows legendary on the Strip.
So we're going to get into song number two with Joan Collins and Tracks of My Travels.
Yes, we are. What is it, Joan?
I love Marlon Brando. I knew him. And although he wasn't a singer, I thought he sang that very well.
Marlon Brando, the Godfather.
Amazing.
As a singer. We're going to find out exactly what that song is when we come back with Joan Collins on the Tracks of My Travels. Yeah, something we do every Thursday afternoon is find out a little bit about the musical tastes of a celebrity and also the travels that it brings back. And this week, the Tracks of My Travels belong to Dame Joan Collins, who appeared a few months ago at Dubai Opera. We managed to chat to her when she was in the city, not only about her favourite music, but also about her career as well. And she told me a little bit about how she landed that iconic role in the TV show Dynasty.
Well, first of all, when my agent called me, he said, have you heard the Dynasty, won't you? I said, what's Dynasty? I know there's a restaurant called that down the road here. And he said, no, it's a TV series. It's not doing well at all. It's about to be cancelled, and they want to bring somebody into Kodiak's wife, somebody who is going to, you know, perk up the audience's interest. So I realised that. Oh, and he said it's only going to be 6 weeks to 2 months, and then it'll probably be cancelled. So I thought of it as a bit of a challenge, really, that they wanted me to come in and be interesting enough to turn the audiences around so that they would want to watch the show instead of watching Dallas. So that was the challenge, and I think I rose to it quite well.
I think you did, Joan. I think she did an amazing job. She called it Dynasty.
She did.
Not Dynasty.
Stand corrected, man. In Newcastle, we called it Dynasty. I feel like a fool.
Me too. I think I called it Dynasty when I was growing up. But I must say, I watched Dallas more than I did Dynasty.
I watched both together.
Did you? And which was your favourite?
They both had their good things about them. Mm. I really liked Dynasty because I liked all of the women would dress up in really fancy clothes. There's lots of jewelry.
Very glamorous, wasn't it?
I like that. I liked Dallas because I really liked Bobby.
Oh, you like Bobby? I thought you'd have been a JR girl.
No, all about Bobby for me.
All right. Okay. Now, getting back to the music from Joan Collins, tell us, song number two, what's it going to be, Joan?
Song number two, Luck Be a Lady from Guys and Dolls, one that Marlon Brando sings. I love that movie, Guys and Dolls, and I love Marlon Brando. I knew him. And although he wasn't a singer, I thought he sang that very well. And I thought that it was very brave of him. And I always like to see actors that, go out on a limb. They call-
call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Lucky if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, it isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight. A lady wouldn't flirt with strangers. She'd have a heart, she'd have a soul. A lady wouldn't make little snake eyes at me when I bet my life on this roll. So let's keep the party polite.
Why don't he shoot?
Why don't he shoot?
Never get out of my sight.
Come on, come stalling.
Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with.
Come on, you.
Be a lady.
Sky's turning yellow.
Luck be a lady.
What are you scared of?
Luck be a lady tonight.
It's intense at the end, that one, isn't
it? Yeah, The Godfather, he could actually sing. Luck be a lady, going back to 1950 with that tune. And it also was sung by Frank Sinatra as well, who we heard on the first choice of Joan Collins this afternoon. Joan, you've got one more song. What's it going to be?
I really like the song called Gonna Build a Mountain from Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, which was when I met my ex-husband, Anthony Newley. I thought it was very inspirational. And obviously one is ambitious. If one is an actress, if you're not ambitious, you're not going to exactly go very far. And so that is a song that brings up challenges and brings up despair in some ways and how to get over it.
Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain. Slope. Gonna build a daydream, gonna see it through. Gonna build a mountain and a daydream, gonna make them both come true. Gonna build a heaven from a little hell. Gonna build a heaven and I know darn well. If I build my mountain with a lot of care, then take my daydream up the mountain.
When I build that heaven, as I will someday, and the Lord sends Gabriel to take me away, I want to find a young son to take my place. There'll be a son my heaven on earth with the Lord's good grace. There'll be a sun in my heaven on earth with the Lord's God.
Yeah, the third and final song then from Joan Collins on the tracks of My Travels, taken from the musical Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, the cast there. And that's that big tune. I like that one.
I really like that as well. I haven't heard that before, have you?
Real showstopper, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
Gonna build me a mountain.
I can imagine them using that on X Factor or something, you know, for everyone to sing, like they did with Bridge Over Troubled Water. It sounds
right
a bit like
on.
That.
Yeah. So that was the tracks of My Travels with Dame Joan Collins on the ticket. We'll have another one for you next week.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.